In the gospel reading today, as our Lord points out how people refused to accept John the Baptist and came up with excuses as to why they didn't need to listen to him, they refused to accept Jesus and came up with excuses as to why they didn't need to listen to him. The Lord says, wisdom will be vindicated in her children. So today we're living in a situation of total relativism. Everyone wants to make up their own truth. Everyone wants to do their own thing. And really, when it comes right down to it, we look at it and say, well, we really don't need to listen to Jesus. He lived 2,000 years ago. What does he know? I mean, we're in America after all. I guess somehow we're enlightened. We're beyond, 2,000 years ago in Israel, what's he know about living human life? So we ignore him. And we do it regularly. Oh, the things that Jesus taught that we like. Oh, yeah, that's what Jesus said. Yeah, isn't that nice? The things that Jesus taught that we don't like. Well, that was because it's the way it was 2,000 years ago and things have changed now. See, we've got excuses for everything. We just want to do what we want to do. We don't really care what Jesus had to say. We don't care what God has to say. After all, God gave us 10 commandments, and we found ways of breaking all of them and saying somehow that it's okay. It's not. Wisdom will be vindicated in our children. Because those who are wise are the ones who are going to seek the will of God. And they're going to conform themselves to the will of God. Now we ask ourselves, in a situation like we're living, one of relativism, how do we know? Well, we have the sacred scriptures. We have the teaching of the church. The church, St. Paul said in the first reading, is the pillar and the foundation of truth. The truth cannot change. Now I realize that because we're living in such an enlightened age that the truth is changing. No, it's not. The truth cannot change. Period. 2 + 2 = 4 2,000 years ago. 2 + 2 = 4 today. 2 + 2 = 4 2,000 years from now. The truth cannot change. So we've decided somehow that we can make men into women and women into men. We've decided that we don't really need marriage. We've decided family isn't a family. We've decided all kinds of stupidity. The truth hasn't changed. A man is a man and a woman is a woman, and you can't make them different from what they are. You can put a mask on, you can do surgery, you can make them try to look different, but the reality is still there. Now they're just trying to change all the teachings of the church. Because the church is in the Middle Ages. The church is in the Dark Ages. The church doesn't have a clue what's going on in the modern world. So we need to change the teaching of the church to bring them in line with what's going on in the modern world. I always like to point out, if you have any question, go back and read Humanae Vitae. That was written in 1968. The church was 40 years ahead of the ballgame. The church isn't in the Dark Ages. The church isn't in the Middle Ages. The church is ahead. But right now, we have groups like some of these unfortunate souls in that synod over in Germany who think that it's okay to change the teaching of the church. We have a synod that's going to be starting here in a couple of weeks over in Rome. And that's going to be part of the agenda. See if we can change the teaching of the church. Because once again, these antiquated, outdated things, they just don't work for us today. Yeah, they do. The truth hasn't changed. So if they try to suggest that somehow we don't believe this anymore, or that the truth has changed, you can come right back and say, truth can't change. What was true back then is true today. But we have lots of things that people already are doing that about. Oh, you don't have to believe in purgatory anymore. Funny, it's an infallible teaching of the church, but I guess you don't have to believe that anymore. Ah, contraception is just fine. Everyone's doing it. Yeah, it's a mortal sin. Look at the effect of it. We've got a 55% divorce rate in America now. Isn't contraception great? But that's okay, because marriage isn't just about one man and one woman. It's about as many as you want to be married to. Not all at once at this point, but, you know, one at a time. We can have, you know, serial polygamy. It doesn't matter. Because, see, we can change the teachings to fit our situation. The church just doesn't have a clue. Jesus is God. He doesn't need a clue, because he's the truth. And he taught the truth. And the truth cannot change. So you want to look at marriage? He told us exactly what it is. That the two become one, and no one can divide them. Want to read about contraception? It's all over the place in the New Testament. Anytime they talk about witchcraft and sorcery, that's what it's about. Because that's who gave out the contraceptives in the ancient world. What else do we want to look at? Purgatory, it's right there. Now they're going to try and say that, you know, this male-only priesthood thing, that just really, it's not cutting it, because we don't have the numbers. Maybe we don't have the numbers, but that's because we haven't been faithful. There's nothing wrong with male-only priesthood. And the reason it can't change is because it's our Lord himself who set it up that way. As Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, there is only one person, one human person ever, who was actually worthy to be a priest. And she remained the humble handmaiden of the Lord. God came into the world through her, and still she couldn't consecrate bread and wine to make it her own son. If God wanted women to be priests, he would have made his mother a priest, and he didn't. Because being male is part of the essence of holy orders. So they're going to start by trying to say, well, let's at least have women deacons. You can't. They're going to say we need divorce and remarriage without having to have an annulment. You can't. God unites the souls, the two are one, and it stays that way. They're going to try and make all kinds of suggestions as to how the church ought to change to come into the modern world. If they want to change the truth, you and I must reject it, because the truth cannot change. The church is the pillar and the bulwark of truth, and it will remain that way, because that's how our Lord set it up. And so if we have some group of rebels who decide that they somehow now know better than Jesus, then we better look at ourselves and ask, in whom do I put my faith? A bunch of characters who don't want to follow Jesus, or in Jesus who is God? Those are the only options. Otherwise, we make ourselves God, and we can all make up our own truth, and then we're right back to relativism. There is only one truth. The truth cannot change, and the church is the pillar and the bulwark of truth.